We continue to mock the 2020 NBA draft. I'm Tim Roy for Warriors.com, Warriors Sound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors. And we are through four picks so far in the NBA draft. Minnesota selecting one, took Anthony Edwards, the swingman out of Georgia. And then with the second pick, James Wiseman of Memphis goes to your Golden State Warriors. The Charlotte Hornets were on the clock for the third pick in the draft, and they took the rebounding forward out of USC, Onyeka Okongwu. And that left LaMelo Ball for the Chicago Bulls with the fourth pick. Now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are on the clock, and to help us with all things Cavaliers, Jeff Phelps, 18-year pro at pre and post on Cavaliers television, plus doing a talk show there, veteran Cleveland reporter. First of all, Jeff, how are things in Northern Ohio right now, and how are people getting through the year 2020?
We're all hanging in, Tim. It's been a little strange year. Our baseball team was pretty solid, getting ready to trade our star shortstop, apparently. Football team is 5-3. People are stunned. And the basketball team hasn't played since March. So I think people are really excited about getting back to work here on December 22nd.
No question. I think everybody's excited around the NBA. And the Cavaliers, like the Warriors, haven't, you know, have had that long period to look at their roster and to try to make some observations. You look at that Cavaliers roster, there are guards aplenty. And there is youth aplenty. You know, what are their needs as you see it going into this very short draft and free agent period?
I think what they could use more than anything, Tim, if there were some kind of a wing player in this draft who would be available to the Cavs, who could be a strong offensive force on the wing and be able to defend those types of players as well. Perfect. They have some talent in the backcourt. They have some talent in the front court. They could definitely use help on the wing.
Now, Jeff, I'm going to let our audience in on a little secret that you told me, is that when you learned you were going to help us out, and we appreciate that, you're a friend of Warriors Radio, that you asked your talk show audience about the number five pick. What was the consensus and the tone of that part of your program?
We had one name thrown out repeatedly, and it was either take him or don't. And it was about 2-1 to take him. And that name was a guy who played college ball right here in the state of Ohio, and that would be Obi Toppin from Dayton. And so we had pros and cons on him. James Wiseman was another name that came up, but most folks didn't think he was going to drop, and he hasn't dropped in our draft that we're doing here. And Wiseman's a really intriguing prospect, and you know, you read pros and cons about him as well. But I folks in Cleveland are, I don't think, have even thought about the draft, Tim. You know, when the NBA went away, I think everybody just thought, oh, yeah, that we have a draft pick. And it's not one of the high ones, which we deserve because of the record. Instead, again, the Cavs drop in the new format of the draft lottery. Fifth last year, and they got Darius Garland. Eighth the year before, and they got Colin Sexton. When, you know, look at some of the names that have gone at the top of those drafts, and boy, oh, boy, that would change things a little bit.
You guys did get LeBron, though.
Well, there was that kid from Akron who was pretty good.
Yeah. That was a game changer, that one, yeah.
That Kyrie kid worked out okay.
Yep.
Anthony Bennett, not so much, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can't get them all.
Hey, every team, I tell people this all the time, and they say, oh, that team, look at that, they made a big mistake in the draft. Every team could go back, and you can pick out five drafts where it was missed. And I think, I've always said this, the NBA, I think, is the cruelest draft going. If, say, in your case, the Browns are drafting, if they miss on their first-round pick, they can make it up in their third or fourth-round pick. NBA.
Sure.
NBA, if you're a top pick, there's a lot of pressure. It's kind of all or nothing up there.
If you have a top five pick, as the Cavs do, as the Warriors do, and you don't hit it, you've blown a huge opportunity. I mean, everybody looks at Giannis as the 15th pick in the draft, and look at it. You get every team ahead of him. It's like, how did we not take this guy? And you think about that for years and years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
Absolutely. One of the guys in the roster that you reminded me is a free agent is Tristan Thompson. And what's the sense there? He's been really sort of the guy that you always expect to see when the Cavaliers come to town.
You know, I think most Cavs fans thought that when LeBron left for the Lakers, that it would only be a matter of time until Tristan left, either by trade or by his own choice. And you hear a lot of things that he wants to be back here. And you hear a lot of things that the team would like to have him back here. And in the climate that is the NBA today, I don't know that you can work out a long-term contract that would make both parties really happy. But it wouldn't stun me, Tim, if he were back for another year. Maybe a one-year deal, let everything calm down in the world, let everything calm down economically in the NBA and see where things stand in a year. But Tristan has said time and time again, he loves being in Cleveland, loves being a Cavalier, and would like to be a part of seeing it get back to, you know, championship caliber team. They obviously have a long way to go, but he's not shied away from talking about being a part of that.
A lot of good bigs on this roster, Kevin Love, Andre Drummond, but I'm really curious about the guard line because a lot of youth there, and have they figured out how they want to make that guard line work, or is this going to be another year where they're really trying to see what they have?
Ding, ding, ding on the last part of what you said, I think. Last year they had the fifth pick in the draft. I think, and this is nothing against Darius Garland, he was probably the fifth guy on their board. And I don't think anybody dropped to them. And so they ended up for the second year in a row taking a smaller point guard. Nothing wrong with small point guards. I mean, look at what they do in the NBA today. But do you want two of them when you have a lot of other pressing needs? So I think the Cavs took the best player on their board last year, and we'll see how Darius develops. He had a tough rookie season, and I think a lot of that could be attributed to the fact that he was coming back from a serious injury in his one and only year in college, and he only played, four or five college games. And so he was trying to find himself again. And we'll see what this offseason did and how he's able to go. They found a keeper in Colin Sexton. Now, Colin's going to play in the league for a very long time, and he's a real aggressive guard. Can get to the basket, can shoot. His shot's been much better. He's fearless. That kid never looks overmatched. His assist totals aren't what you'd want from a guy who has the ball in his hands as much as he does. And can you play Garland and Sexton together for extended periods of time from a defensive standpoint? And you have 2 6-foot, maybe 6-foot-1 guards. That's tough in the NBA, as we all know. And so that's what they have to sort through. Kevin Porter Jr. looks like a real keeper, and they got him with the 30th pick. They traded up and deal with Milwaukee had that pick originally. They ended up trading up to get him, and he's 6'5", and is a terrific two guard. He showed some real promise last year. Then he hurt his knee, and it was right. It so happens in the NBA. He had just gone through a really nice stretch where it's like, okay, he made that move, and then boom, he hurt his knee and got shut down for a while. And that hurt his development a little bit. But he looks like a guy who could be a real scorer at that two-guard spot. Probably not big enough to play on the wing, which is why the Cavs probably need a wing player of some sort. Jetty Osman was their starter most of the year. And Jetty's 6'8", and you like him. I think he's a terrific guy to be on your team, and you're probably better suited if he's your 6th, 7th, or 8th man coming off the bench.
That's a good observation, I think. And another guy, just really quickly to talk about, because I think it's a great story. He's in Cleveland. That's where he was. He grew up. His dad, of course, played there. That's Larry Nance Jr. And he's 27, but I kind of look at him as kind of a late bloomer. He was in college, and I think he's going to be around the league for at least another 8 to 10 years.
Well, Larry lives about 5 miles from where I'm standing right now. And his dad lives about 6 miles from where I'm standing right now. So they're in Northeast Ohio. They live here. Larry went to high school here. And I've known Larry Sr. since he played here. And they're just salt-of-the-earth people, really good folks. And Larry Sr. told me when Larry Jr. was in high school, and he went to high school right down the road from where we are right now. And he said, Larry's like me. He's a late bloomer. He said, I had one offer coming out of high school, and it was to go to Clemson. And it was only because it was nearby and the coach knew of me. And he said he thought he'd take a chance on me. And it took me a while to develop, and then I did. And if you look at Larry's numbers at Clemson when he was there, that was what happened. Same thing when he was drafted by the Phoenix Suns. It didn't click right away. And then Larry Jr. had, I think it was 2 offers, a couple of Mid-American Conference schools, and then the one offer from Wyoming. Well, he took it. And I think he had an offer from Wyoming because the coach there knew of Larry Senior from Clemson. So late developer. And he saw what Larry Junior did with the Lakers. He's come here. The only thing missing from his game, Tim, is you probably wish he had a stronger offensive game, and he's been working on it. If he can work on that outside shot, even the mid-range shot, and just become a better shooter, he plays great D, jumps out of the gym, really passes the ball well, and has some point-forward skills to him. And if he can work on that shot, I don't see any reason he couldn't be the type of wing guy that this team needs. But he's about 6'7", 6'8". He's not as tall as his dad. His dad's still about 6'9". And Larry, I think, played at 6'10". But if Junior can improve that offensive game a little bit, look out. And even if he never does, he's going to have a 15-year NBA career. Really good all-around player.
So, Jeff, here we go. You're on the clock
okay.
Now. The pick is in. And Adam Silver says... The Cleveland Cavaliers select.
From the University of Dayton, 6'9" power forward, Obi Toppin.
Wow. That would be a very popular pick, I'm assuming, from what you told me from the talk show.
Yes. When I opened it up on our show today, I had about 2 out of every 3 calls said, take Obi Toppin, because we like him. And a couple of calls said, stay away from this guy completely because he's an older kid and he's already topped out. And I thought, he's only played 2 college seasons. He's like 22.
He's 22.
We can't top kids. Yeah, we can't top kids out at 22, can we?
Yeah, that's. I think if you can play, I don't care if he's 30. If you can play, pick him. You know, I mean.
I agree. He's 6'9". He averaged over 20 points a game last year for Dayton. He played in a pro-style offense there. And he was surrounded by shooters. He averaged 7.5 rebounds a game, a couple of assists per game. His three-point percentage, not stellar, it was at 39%, but he developed from his freshman year. He can go out on the floor. He can do some things. The question is going to be for the Cavs, where do you play him defensively? You know, many folks think he's a straight power forward. Others think, well, he can play a little center. The hope might be, and I don't know if he can he play any small forward for you? Or is he going to get abused on the defensive end there? That's the question. But to me, Tim, he's the kind of guy who, all right, he's about as safe as you can get. And you don't want to draft another point guard. You know, if LaMelo Ball happened to fall, that's another story. 6'7" point guard with dazzling skills. All right, then maybe you reshuffle the deck a little bit. And then suddenly you have a bigger backcourt. But at 6'9", a guy who can do some things on the wing, Obi Toppin at 5 for the Cavaliers.
Big-time leaper. He's got good mechanics with his shot. I say throw him on the back line with Drummond and Love or Drummond and Nance Jr. and just play zone. You won't give up an offensive rebound. I know that. So just maybe an idea they can steal from Jim Boeheim. Hey,
I don't mind that.
Yeah, Jeff, always, I appreciate your time, and always fun to talk some basketball with you, and I really appreciate your patience, and best of luck to you and your coverage of Cleveland sports.
Always a pleasure. See you, buddy.
So Obi Toppin, 6'9", 220 pounds out of Dayton, a leaper, not a dynamic shooter, but he can play, and so it would be a very popular pick for Northern Ohio, the Cavaliers taking Obi Toppin. Our coverage of the 2020 draft continues. I, Tim Roy, will continue to mock the NBA draft here at Warriors.com, Warrior Sound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors.